all worth it. We'll be back in a month to continue our examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the influence of drugs on society. Thanks again for listening. This is Doug McVey saying so long. So long!
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and on the web at kboo.fm.
Connect with your favorite community radio station on social media.
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/kboomradio.
And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/KBOO.
We also have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/KBOO radio.
We also provide content to the free music archive.
An interactive library of high quality legal audio downloads.
That's at freemusicarchive.org/curator/KBOO.
You can find all of this and more on the KBOO website, kboo.fm.
Thanks for listening.
K-Boo.
I'm on the other side. 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 I'm on the other side, 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 I'm on the other side.
I'm on the other side of it, 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 I'm on the other side of it.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're at on earth. Hello, my name is Mike Crenshaw. You're listening to Culture in Motion, the monthly show on KBOO where we talk about, explore the intersections between arts, activism, music, culture, politics. And we were just listening to one of my favorite human beings, Hannah Mae Rhee. I want to send a big shout out to Hannah Mae Rhee. Congratulations on the birth of her new little human being on July 1, Starling, down there in Sonoma, California. Hannah does the Black Banjo Reclamation Project, but Hannah is also an accomplished musician, and Hannah had us stop by and visit, and we got a live show for the Crenshaw and Shabazz and the Homie Tom motorcycle documentary that we're producing. So that'll be available for viewing sometime this fall. So I hope everybody's excited about that. In the interim, please go to hannahmayrhee.com. That's H-A-N-N-A-H-M-A-Y-R-E-E. www.kbooe.com and listen to more of Hannah's wonderful music. I just got back from Tanzania, and I've been traveling a lot for the last few months. So I want to give some love and say and say peace and power to my comrades in East Africa, Mzee Pete O'Neill and Mama C at the United African Alliance Community Center, Shamsila, Emma Masai, my man Kilaridi Masai, and big shout out to Kwele, Ali Tuan Kwele. We just went over there. We had the brother Yanga with us, his family. We had my partner Dara. It was a great trip. Noni Kazi was in the building. And we were inland Tanzania in Arusha and went to Pangani in the Tanga province, as well as spent some time in Zanzibar. Lots of projects in solidarity with indigenous African people, land use and development, food sovereignty. Many very exciting things going on. So, you know, it's a trip coming back home. Lots of extreme emotions were felt on the journey. And it's good to be back home. I'm not going to be traveling probably till September. So it's good to be back here in KBOO. Support KBOO. Become a member. Because I've been traveling so much, good people, I didn't really have time to pre-record anything and get a show together. So what I'm going to be doing tonight is sharing some of my live music with you all. I'm also going to be performing at the Social Justice Action Center. I believe that to be August 5th. So that'll be going on. We're going to be doing a fundraiser for Crenshaw and Shabazz and the homie Tom at Legion Motorcycle early evening on August 5th. So those two things will be running simultaneously in Southeast Portland. And if you're out and about and you want to support, remember SJAC, Social Justice Action Center, as well as Legion Motorcycle. So it's good to be here, just warming up. You know, I haven't been performing so much lately. I got a bunch of new songs that are not finished. So tonight we're going to be hearing some oldies but goodies, as well as a handful of unreleased items for you here in the studio live at KBOO. So why don't I start things off with an oldie but a goodie. Abbreviate the name, appreciate the game, MC. I either bring or alleviate the pain. The name of this joint is Master of Ceremony. Some of you might remember it from the Thinking Out Loud LP that we released back in, I think, 2008. Global Fam Records. Let's see what it do. Yeah. Determination in the face of extermination. Beat permeating, we overcome over drums. Peaceful in nature, though a deep-seated hatred. Fear and ignorance controls the ones holding guns. Aimed at my folks and the pain that provokes. Insanely explosive, chains must be broken. Reins that I'm holding must keep taking me forward. So with faith, I move toward destinations that come. You can try to stop me, you block my path. My side is not weak, you plot, we laugh. Try to kill, but strengthen me quickly heals my injuries. Reveals divinity, zaps his ill of enemies. My will presented me with the real ability to bend infinity to the frame of my path. Name that I have, fit the role that I play. I capture the spirit only to give it away. Master of ceremonies, MC. Master of ceremonies, indeed. Master of ceremonies, what I do. Capture the spirit, don't need to give it away. I don't battle MCs, I battle ideology and shadowy schemes that straddle my reality. I'm not coming from a position of righteousness. I exist amidst the same conditions and strife and stress. Aggressively created for spiritual reasons. Survival of my people, liberation and freedom. I don't battle MCs, I battle ideology and shadowy schemes that straddle my reality. Master of ceremonies, MC. Master of ceremonies, indeed. Master of ceremonies, what I do, I capture the spirit, only to give it away. To the people in the back, people in the front, Mike Crenshaw, come to give you what you want. To the people in the middle and both sides, if you're wide awake, say alright. Say alright. Say alright, y'all. If you're wide awake, say alright. Capture the spirit, only to give it away. Yeah, man. So it's good to get back in the saddle a little bit. Shout out to the homie Tony Ozero. He was calling me right now, but I can't answer the phone. We got good things going on.
We come from everywhere. What's something? I don't care. I see, I don't stare. We've been right here for years. Thank you for everything. I say this every day. I wake up and I pray. These are the words I say.
Generosity over animosity. Keep it positive, little people watching me. What are the chances? What an oddity. 1 in 10 billion. I won the lottery. Identity physically channel infinity. Black history, embody the chemistry. Bounce from captivity, announce activity. Creativity, the remedy for limited energy. Choice necessity, poise for destiny. Successfully hoist aggressively. Raw strength, 1/10 of the recipe. Details change, flexibility's everything.
We come from everywhere. What's something? I don't care. I see, I don't stare. We've been right here for years. Thank you for everything. I say this every day. I wake up and I pray. These are the words I say.
Visualize your wildest dreams. The time is now to put it down, it seems. Actualize your deepest thoughts. Your thanks go to work. Keep my fingers crossed. I'm not trying to be deep, but I am not sleep. You in the trap lacking supply and police. It is what it is. See, the kids gotta eat. We get out, we live, and we dying in the streets. Walls and distraction, pause and imagine. Laws of attraction, positive action. Bars and compassion, cause and reaction. Walking my path, confidence smashing.
We come from everywhere. What's something? I don't care. I see, I don't stare. We've been right here for years. Thank you for everything. I say this every day. I wake up and I pray. These are the words I say.
Power to the family of Michael Shaw. Lost a good brother too early, y'all. Y'all know this one. Bright and brilliant. Despite the mental illness, quite resilient. Fight with wit and right this realness, volatility. Low civility. Don't let vulnerability lower your agility. This moment is pivotal. Crucial, critical, our opponent is intentional. Brutally criminal, to be truthful, our response has been useful and pitiful. Community defense happens when we control the city. The perversity, thirstily, worshiping emergencies, a constant state of urgency. Crisis creates currency, mass murdering the mayhem, massacres and strife, manufacturing the chaos, the fascist racist right. Merchants peddle weaponry and sell it to all sides. No guarantees, we'll know tranquility after we all die. Hostility, rage and anger killing me. They commit atrocities, plausible deniability. I'ma look to you and me, not Hollywood or Hillary. Politicians and police, gatekeeping bourgeoisie. Liberation's closer than you think, but y'all ain't really feeling me. It's time to think fast. Learn lessons from my past. Organize the class. Solidarity at last.
The movement.
Hey yo, it's time to think fast.
The movement.
Learn lessons from my past.
The movement.
Organize the class.
The movement.
Solidarity
at last. The movement.
Y'all will say we know about that, but what about the love? What about the good Lord and the heavens up above? The heavens up above. Hey, I'm inside of you. But forget about the essence of the message tried and true. Into the hell below, we have access to that too. Depending on what you know, how you think, and what you do. I'm posted on a radius doing surveillance with my crew. Through the phone and from the drone, they spy on me and you. Oh, you think you cool? They spying on you too. I know you think I'm a fool, but they spying on you too. So what you gonna do? What we gonna do? What you gonna do? What we gonna do? It's time to think fast.
The movement.
Learn lessons from my past.
The movement.
Organize the class.
The movement.
Solidarity at last.
The movement.
Hey yo, it's time to think fast.
The movement.
Learn lessons from my past.
The movement.
Organize the class.
The movement.
Solidarity at last.
The movement.
They blasted on the park right before it got dark. I saw the muzzle flash out the window, flying sparks. Forget about the snitches and the marks, debating about marks. They aiming at our children, hit a baby in the heart, cold of silence. I'm not promoting violence, there's a science. Self-sufficient, self-reliant, efficient and defiant. Cheaters, leopards, lions. One of us gets hit, well, three of them are dying. Self-control. Erosion of my soul, PTSD test me. I won't give up before our goals. Protect our families, communities, and homes. As to whether we find peace, well, that remains unknown. It's time to think fast.
The movement.
Learn lessons from our past.
The movement.
Organize the class.
The movement.
Solidarity at last.
The movement.
Hey yo, it's time to think fast.
The movement.
Learn lessons from our past.
The movement.
Say it at home.
The movement.
Solidarity at last.
The movement.
Hey yo, it's time to think fast.
The movement.
Learn lessons from our past.
The movement.
Yeah.
The movement.
Solidarity at last.
The movement.
Hey yo, it's time to think fast.
The movement.
Learn lessons from our past.
The movement.
The movement.
Solidarity at last.
The movement.
Yo, that's always fun to perform. These songs are, you, for those of you who've been seeing me in the community, you've seen these songs a lot. You've seen them perform live a lot. You heard them. The Movement and Thank You for Everything are both off of the Earthbound EP, released in 2018. I haven't put out a solo album since 2018. However, the most recent album that I was part of releasing is one of the best albums of my career, and that's the Rebel Wise title LP. All that stuff is available on all the major platforms, so if you don't got it and you want it, go get it. I wanted to say a little something about that hook. It's time to think fast. The movement. Learn lessons from our past. The movement. Organize the class. The movement. Solidarity at last. So that song was written in response to violent threats to Good in the Hood a number of years back, almost a decade at this point. And people, you know, the U.S. Marshals declared the threat credible. Somebody was threatening to put bombs in bags and shoot in a sniper's position from the Fremont Bridge at the Good in the Hood Festival that was going to be held there in Inner North Portland. So not that we needed the feds to tell us that white supremacist racial terror is a credible threat, but the letter had been written, and later somebody said that a black woman actually phoned in a threat. Who knows what really happened? But the bottom line is that we organized community defense. We had a broad coalition, mutual aid, and the police really wanted, you know, the community to include them. And some of the people in the community did want to work with the police and the FBI and so on. But there was a number of the most radical and committed amongst us who had an autonomous security detail, and people from all walks of life in different parts of the community came together to defend Good in the Hood that year. So that song was inspired by that, and this is part of a continuum. It's nothing new. There have been many incidents in which people come together and organize for community defense and executed it effectively over the decades of my life in Portland, Minneapolis, Chicago, and all over this country and all over the world. So this song is just channeling that spirit. And one of the things that, you know, I'm talking about in the hook there, I say it's time to think fast, learn lessons from the past. I'm talking about, you know, we stand on the shoulders of people that came before us. A lot of leaders, a lot of elders, a lot of mentors, a lot of revolutionaries who started their commitment to movement work at a very young age. And, you know, some of them are still with us and some of them have recently passed. Shout out to, you know, power to Mutulu Shakur and his family. And, you know, all the different people who are influenced by the Black Liberation Army, Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and various militant aspects of the Black Liberation Movement. But broader than cultural and ethnic nationalism and self-determination, we also have a class orientation. And we have allies who are our fellow workers, our fellow people who are struggling under oppression of capitalist system on the earth, be it racial, color-oriented caste systems of oppression, gender, sexual oppression, ableism, whatever it is, species oppression, right? They're all kind of tied into this root cause, this conglomerate, this web of root causes that are part of the development and proliferation of capitalism, along with colonialism and imperial conquest of the world and subjugation of first people. So I'm thinking about all of that. And when I say solidarity at last, what I'm talking about is this tendency that we have to compete against each other in sometimes deadly ways when our enemy is operating as usual. And, you know, the enemy, who is the enemy? Well, the enemy is whoever is selling weapons to both sides. The enemy is who never goes to war while working people die daily because of the wars that are started by the mega rich. The enemy is those who own and exploit and are never held accountable. The enemy are those who get away with murder and all manner of crime. And there's nothing that we have except for massive resistance and movements, resistance movements. There's nothing that we can really do to enforce the will of the majority. And often it's the will of the few at the expense of the masses. So that's why, that's everything I'm talking about in that song. I hope you enjoy it. And you know, I'm a complex person. We all are. I'm grateful to be here. So I'm gonna play another old song called Back and Forth, and this deals with some of the contradictions of living and walking in the flesh on earth.
Every part of me is just as much as true, so I always do what I'm supposed to do.
Tony Hill, what up?
Do what I'm supposed to do. Every part of me is just as much as true, so I always do what I'm supposed to do. Always do what I'm supposed to do.
I exist in contradiction, duality. I'm in a competition in between fiction and reality. If you're listening, you may possibly feel that you're witnessing hypocrisy. Is that real? The stress of personality, beautiful through the music, and no two sides ought to be mutually exclusive. Duplicity, dichotomy, it's confusing. Polygamy, monogamy, I'm always choosing. I'm gifted and I'm cursed. He deserved first, committed to peace, but I love to fight. I'm a black radical that's also down with some whites. Stand alone, but I'm prone to unite. I'm a gangster love, passing over culture, motion. Man, I hate to do drugs when I'm supposed to be sober. Push, gonna shove, I'm on a big roller coaster. Love to have fun, but I'm a serious soldier. Perfect spokesperson for a broken culture. I'ma start a black hole in a supernova.
Every part of me is just as much as true, so I always do what I'm supposed to do. Every part of me is just as much as true, so I always do what I'm supposed to do. Always do what I'm supposed to do.
Integrity matters, celebrity status, notoriety, sadness, insanity, sobriety, addicts, anxiety, tablets of all varieties, and then is vanity. Society's madness, undeniably fragile. You try to be happy, but can it be? Incredibly tragic, the deadliest habits, savage assassins, family, friends and foes, and your dreams and goals to a ninja grow. You better let it be, let it go. Time to roll, no more comfort zone. Confront your soul, you gotta set it free. I was born torn against the grain and form, and the pain's enormous, and I can't conform. I can't complain, cause since it came before me, your fame is warming, now the game is on. I'm not lame or corny with the same old story. Respect, health, wealth, that's mandatory.
Every part of me is just as much as true, so I always do what I'm supposed to do. Every part of me is just as much as true, so I always do what I'm supposed to do.
This is the truth, and I'm living proof. What I'm giving you is real. That's all it is. I hope y'all can dig and relate to how I feel. I'd rather tell you why than tell you lies and reveal what's been concealed. I'm only showing you what I'm going through when it's over. Do so deal.
Always do what I'm supposed to do.
What up to Tony Hill, the OG in the house. We've been doing music in the city for 30-something years. She was just at the crib last night. We were kicking it in the backyard with her son, Takori. Shout out to Jana, living around the corner, still doing her thing. Yeah. This is some of that unreleased. Jupiter Reynolds produced the beat. Too symmetrical, dialectical, intellectual message. Pressure on the decibels, increasing the digits to the left of the decimal. Relentless, religiously committed, incredible. My relation to the culture has a spiritual drive. Visualize a future where through music we rise. Doing this, pursuing since before 95. My contribution influences institutions that thrive. How can there be liberty and justice for all when destruction is a function and consumption a cause? You know, mob justice, rival factions at war. When it's time for action, will you answer the call? Saturated with catastrophe, your compassion atrophy. Heightened apathy with these passing tragedy. And now it's your turn to let the torch burn. Push it forward, visionary warrior.
World peace or World War III. Human beings choose your destiny. You want world peace or World War III.
Society indebted to the inbred who read it. Pedophiles embedded, experimenting with genetic testing. West Wing invested in protecting Epstein, molesting and directing sex rings. Can we strive for inner peace despite identities? Device dependency and white supremacy. And cells against the world, controls and stem cells. Skin cells and entrails spreading through the jets. Calculated and callous, they counting trillions of dollars. They operated with malice somewhere out the way in the palace. Amalgamation of power, annihilating the challenge. Incessant violence is non-stop with the guidance. Unconsciousness, testosterone, deadly, irresponsible. Apocalypse is possible, cost is astronomical. Demonic, diabolical, unstable, highly volatile. Profit dominates the soul, populace not in control.
Do you want World War III? Human beings,
we can choose
your destiny.
We choose every day, y'all. What do we want?
World War III, unreleased. Born after me and die before me. More tragedy than those kinds of stories. With your capacity to defy transforming circumstances from loss to glory, again, acquisition of that position. Fact and fiction and impactful wisdom. See, cats go missing from bad decisions. Catastrophes, cataclysms in this labyrinth of a massive system. I didn't get to see you before you went back to prison. Facts, opinions, and basic truths. You better respect an OG that's paid his dues. Now
don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose.
I said don't push me.
I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose, 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 lose.
I wish you would have done what I was afraid to do. My own limitations to frame my truth. Total liberation for me and you, yeah. That's a conversation that I came to move. I've been dedicated to a dream like most of my life. Educated through devotion and sacrifice. Focus on hope and acting right. To prioritize passion, you have to fight. And I'm clear about the fact that they want to kill me.
low down, filthy, greedy, guilty. Architects of darkness, they're the heart of Target. Maximum damage before my departure. I'm trying to escape the pain and hate. Pills and powder, drinks to the face. Parasitic, bureaucratic, draining maze. I praise the end of this dreadful phase.
Push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose.
Don't
push me. I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose, lose, lose.
I think it's time to relocate somewhere outside the United States, where we're classified by class and race, and my cast in place dictate my fate. We gotta visualize and actualize beyond genocide and the fratricide. I'm trying to emphasize and amplify, simplify and be satisfied. They're trying to hypnotize and pacify and de-emphasize what I magnify. If you open your eyes, don't ask me why. For freedom to thrive, someone has to die. I don't do this cause it makes me rich. It brings me joy when life's a bitch. I'm not a boy, I survive adolescence. They cannot destroy me, so I learned a lot of lessons. They say, dumb it down, make it more accessible. It's too political and intellectual. In order to be a successful professional, you need to be more violent, be more sexual. Sex, dope, guns, murder and money. Incarcerated shortage, yeah, that's funny. Silicon and the Playboy bunny. Killer drones and turned up dummies. Now
don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose.
Now don't
push me, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose, lose, lose. Don't push me,
I'm close
to the. Don't push me.
I'm close
to the edge. I'm trying not to lose, 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 lose.
PSL produced that beat. One of my favorite producers. Hope you're doing well out there, brother. A little bit south of here on the I-5 corridor. Shout out to my man Byron Brown all day. Man, check out his label. The clothing is doing good. And the jewelry is fire for sure. Shout out to DJ Chill. Recently did a collab with Pete Miser. Shout out to Pete. Cable Rock was on it. A lot of OGs on that track, so that'll be coming soon. I know they were trying to get a video together for that, but it's a little bit like herding cats out here. So much serious stuff to express in the music. I do like enjoy life though, just to be clear. But this helps me enjoy my life when I get to transmute pain and make something beautiful with it. So again, that Don't Push track is off of the Earthbound EP 2018. Let's see what we got here. I'm gonna play Tidal Wave with Arietta Ward. They got this thing going on in the United States. Hey, everybody over there in France. I saw how y'all got down. Where, you know, roughly every day somebody black gets murdered by police. The numbers are even higher for indigenous folks proportionately, but a lot of that goes unreported. If we're not murdered by police, then we're murdered by some self-deputized terrorists. You know, so, and they even made it legal for them to run us down and kill us and get away with murder. And it's my critical belief that the standard ground laws were really about white folks being able to get away with murder of indigenous people and black folks who wanted to be free. And that's how this land was wrestled into, you know, the current position with white domination. So, you know, we go through these things. And there's studies where, you know, so-called this racist pseudoscience, you know, believe that black folks had a higher capacity for pain and suffering than other people. Now, we know race is a construct. So, you know, as I was growing up and experiencing these things, surviving these things and analyzing them, I thought about the fact that, yeah, those of us who experience oppression, those of us at the bottom end of the spectrum who experience the most oppression in this racial hierarchy, yeah, we're strong. Yeah, we're resilient. We have to be. But how strong do you have to be, and how long do you have to be that strong? And at a certain point, does that strength start to eat you and become something toxic that actually wears you down and ends your life? So that's the question I'm asking in this joint, Tidal Wave. This is off of the Hope and Danger EP. I think that was Hope and Danger. It was probably around 2016, I believe. I'm getting, my headphones are in and out. It's probably just the cord, though, so I'm not going to worry about it. Arietta Ward singing the hook. Rock with us. Theory has it on the beat. We need the celery, accelerated salaries. You know, we see the felonies, the dollars earned hourly. Hitting the tillery, embedded in the calories. And know we gotta eat, so extinction is policy. I accept no defeat. That's my personality. The biggest nightmare is actual equality. What we have right here is actual equality. Nobody fights fair, except that reality. They got technology, evaporate your arteries. No remorse, responsibilities, or apologies. They wanna see me in the clink, the penal colony. I just wanna see the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Sometimes I feel like that. Get a round trip ticket, baby, I'll be back. I stayed up all night and my bags are packed. I gotta get away and find some time to relax. We survived for centuries against a violent enemy. High intensity, white supremacy attack, fall back, think and act defensively. Graveyards, hospitals, and penitentiaries, continental invasion, mental enslavement, murder, rape, extermination, racial hatred is sacred. Kid, I never did ignore the war in my face, kid, but how much longer will we take it, and how much stronger will it make us? Cops in handcuffs, propaganda, who do they serve and protect? They do not defend us. Get off my back, I've got to stand up. Mike Brown, Aragona, Oscar Grant. Blood in my veins and arteries, the pain is part of me. It is what it is, but it ain't what it ought to be. If we change ourselves, can we change society? How much longer will we take it? There's a better world out there. Make you want to light them up like metal in a microwave. I want to wet them up like a Fukushima tidal wave. When they lie through their teeth and we die in the streets, they see my eyes in his beef, cause my identity is under attack. If I'm young and I'm black, it's not the gun that I'm packing, but the skin that I'm wrapped in. Exploitation and execution, slow pain and confusion, cocaine and illusions. Stupid music to dilute the movement. Counter-revolution, who the youth be shooting in it? Just gets more intense, it gets more serious. I'm not convinced of any of it, so I explore curious rather than complacent, looking for the future and data that is ancient. It's so mysterious, we just slaves to temptation, craving sensation. We'd rather feel good than change the situation, but how much longer will we take it? There's a better world out there. Let me break in. To my people, It Did Happen Here podcast.com. Check out the book. I got it down there at Powell's. PM Press.
timid. Obnoxious and frigid, your image a gimmick. I am authentic, you critics don't get it. What you see is what you get, complex and explicit. Our reputation for realness precedes us. We prove our points so the people believe us. I'm front and center, not the benches and bleachers. No crit procedure for becoming prestigious. Johnny Cool, Stargazer. You're just a blemish, toxic and timid. Noxious and frigid, your whole image a gimmick. I am authentic, some critics don't get it. What you see is what you get, complex and explicit. Our reputation for realness precedes us. We prove our points so the people believe us. I'm front and center, not the benches and bleachers. No quick procedure for becoming prestigious. Call this boy hop. Is that what it is? Unreleased world premiere. Johnny Cool had the first verse on that. That's a fun one. My board op looked at me, gave me the nod of approval, so we'll have to get on that. Micah Fletcher on this with me, Last of a Dying Breed. Hey, I'm grateful for the 2 feet connected to my ankle. Thankful for my rupees, my shillings, and my pesos. Currency by the caseload? No, but I got queso. Give thanks to the creator. Today I ate, bro. Jalapenos, potatoes, tomatoes. I'm not trying to listen to the whispers of the hateful. I got a few whiskers on my face of the gray, so some men are getting sick, shot, stabbed, and strangled. I might have made it this far with the help of some angels. I persevered through the fear, weird, strange, and painful. Substantial and ample, I got more than a handful. Stop looking, listen, I'ma give you examples. Dreams, skills, house, wills. A family to love me and to pay these bills. When I expand my horizons, I heal and build. I have a good time, change the way I feel. Recharge, recuperate, reset, and reveal. It's deeper than the dollar bills and mass appeal. Portland Underground recording. Randolph and Tool. What?
When there's sunlight, oxygen, and H2O, a brother like Mike got a place to go. We can take a train, take a plane, a boat, or take a hike, take a flight, or take the road. If you wanna take pictures, just take your phone. Just don't forget, you gotta make it home.
Jet fuel burning, bout to do another stint. Miles I'm earning, but my carbon footprint, that's a bit large, but there's work to be done. Do I have to go so far just to have fun? I'm exploring something powerful, next time you should come. The forest and the mountains, waterfalls, surf and sun. Sipping drinks on the mezzanine in a breeze so heavenly. Seven seas, trees, different shades of ebony. Temperature between 90 degrees and 70 Fahrenheit. I'm wearing white, negativity can't mess with me. Pack like 2 carry-ons with everything. Shoes, something to read, necessities, accessories. Some fools be bugging, can't have you lose my luggage. Getting out of town was enough of a struggle. When I get to where I'm going, I'm brave yet humble. Being ignorant and arrogant will get you in trouble. Who goes to another continent to get in a rumble? Mess around, get crumpled up and left in the jungle.
When there's sunlight, oxygen, and H2O, a brother like Mike got a place to go. We can take a train, take a plane, a boat, take a hike, take a flight, or take the road. If you wanna take pictures, just take your phone. Just don't forget you gotta make it home. When there's sunlight, oxygen, and H2O, a brother like Mike got a place to go. We can take a train, take a plane, a boat, or take a hike, take a flight, or take the road. If you wanna take a picture, just take your phone. Just don't forget you gotta make it home.
Yeah, man. Living the dream. Just cause it's fun don't mean it's easy. Was in Tanzania for 2 weeks. Then lost my girl's luggage the whole time.
Just don't forget you gotta make it home.
She got her luggage back 2 days before we came home. Same thing with Quayle, man. So y'all is resilient and soldierful for that. Cause that can ruin your whole situation when you you don't have your stuff. I hope everybody's having a good time out there. Heat waves cracking off in the metro area, but in the region, I'm definitely liking the sunlight and the long days. When there's sunlight, oxygen, and H2O, that's my jam right there. That's the trio, the trifecta, the magic combo. As long as that's cracking, I'm good, you know? I always got a place to go, even if it's just out the front door
was reading a little bit today about, you know, electrons and vibrations and how we need to be grounded to the planet to be in correct alignment. And I went, you know, luckily I had, sometimes, you know, caffeine is a little bit of a dangerous crutch, because if I drink too much of it, I can't sleep at night. But some days I had that right amount where I can get through the afternoon without a lot of fatigue. And so instead of taking a nap when the day started to be in that usual part where I would have to slow down, you know, I was like, man, let me go outside. Went over to Columbia Park, all the tall trees with the, you know, it was like natural air conditioning. It's just the beauty of the greenery and the sun and the families and the wildlife. And that's what's up. You know, if I could go back and do something differently, there are three things that I would choose if I was going to go back and do it. I mean, people be like, it's never too late, you could do it now. But no, nah, I don't have the time to do it right now. At least that's what I tell myself. But I would be a raptor specialist, right? I love birds of prey. I always have. So those that know me closely, I geek out on birds of prey, and often I can name the species that are around. So I was in Columbia Park one day and I saw a red-tailed hawk actually kill a squirrel and carry it off. That was crazy. It was on the ground. I got pretty close to it. It was trying to subdue the squirrel. It let me get pretty close and then it flew off. There's also a pair of bald eagles I see over there in North Portland, you know, between Columbia and Lombard. I always catch them. That's always fun. So I was in Tanzania, and you know, in the States, in the city, in my day-to-day life, I'm always beating myself up about, you know, like what I don't do good enough, right? And I went on safari in Tanzania, and I was in Arusha National Park in Tanganyika, and with the crew, and man, blessings, y'all. It's blessings on blessings. It's so beautiful. I've been to the parks out there before, and the parks aren't zoos. They're just places where the animals that have been there since the beginning of time still do what they do, and they're just protected. Okay, so those are the natural homes and migration routes of all the species that you see in National Geographic. The abundance of life in Africa is amazing, and even after all the poaching and exploitation of land and resources, it's still resilient. And man, I saw giraffes like I've never seen. I posted one of those. I'll post again on my Instagram, you know, but there these family of giraffes with the babies running through the lush greenery. Saw albino baboon, y'all. Crazy. Really bananas. Family of elephants walked right by us. So that's the kind of thing that I celebrate. Now, to switch again, I'm nonlinear, so I'm going back. Another thing that I wanted to be was a herpetologist. Those who study reptiles. So I love snakes. You know, we've been told that we've learned that to say the spirit animal is like a whack racist appropriationist thing to try to say. So I'm not going to say that. But what I will say, though, is that snakes bring me good energy. Since I was a shorty, I've always enjoyed catching them. If I was in an environment where they live naturally, I'm not afraid of them. I studied them enough to know which ones are poisonous. But as I've grown into adulthood, I don't want to catch them. I don't want to see them in captivity. I don't even want to bother them. I just am happy to see them alive and thriving, because it's a sign of a healthy environment and things being in balance. Except for, you know, the feral ones that people own as pet and let go in the wild and then they take over. That's a problem. But snakes are beautiful. And so growing up, I would have dreams about, you know, fields of snakes, thousands and thousands. And whenever I would be in amidst and amongst them, I would always feel this great sense of peace and connection. So. And then, you know, lastly, the other thing I would have done if I could go back and do it differently, big respect to all the pro BMX riders. My parents would never get me a good BMX bike. So I'm now, as an adult, I'm buying all the things that my parents never got me. So I was looking, I'm going to get one of them big old PK Ripper cruisers. I always wanted one of those. But yeah, so I'm just geeking out on myself, letting y'all know who I am. Over here on Culture in Motion, we're doing it one Wednesday a month. We got 12 minutes left for the show, you guys. It's been real fun to rock some songs. Kind of like, I'm treating it like rehearsal. I'm going to do another oldie but goodie over here. And then I'm going to do another short unreleased. And then I'm going to get out and make way for the next show. So all the projects, It Did Happen Here, the book, the podcast, Crenshaw and Shabazz, the GoFundMe's up, we're still raising. to pay money to be able to pay our fantastic crew. Got a great crew of videographers, lighting and sound people. And we'll be doing a fundraiser August 5th in that afternoon at Legion Motorcycle in Southeast Portland. All the projects, so many different projects. I can't even remember all of them right now, but, you know, we got to be off into prolificity. Eric Abel, generic, yeah, man. A lot of people act funny, but they not Chappelle. It's like dudes acting hard when they soft as snails. We all know what would happen if a stomp they shell. Leave they contents runny like some chocolate milk. I got a practice regiment that lacks impediment. Leaving your whackness evident, get back to editing. Your tracks considered for rap impediments. That action rhetoric, gas competitive. In spite of everything, it's diametrically opposed to my mind, soul, and whole identity. My life expectancy quite unexpectedly multiplied to comply with what I provide. Electrically, it's like my destiny. And dreams collectively conspire to inspire the universe incredibly. 1970 from a type to presently, my longevity got Babylon in jeopardy. Because I'm an MC having fun. When the pen hit the pad, you know I'm dropping a bomb. Hitting hard as heck to make you ask what was it. Boy, you should have known by now, MC does it. Because I'm an MC having fun. When the pen hit the pad, you know I'm dropping a bomb. I let off steam like porpoises through one or more orifices. In the words that I spit, incite metamorphosis. Light in the abyss, is it tight? Yes, of course it is. Tighter than a tourniquet, and life is like a tournament. Wanna be victorious, soldier, rebel, warrior. Excited, now you're learning it, I write it, and it's permanent. Secure the resources, recently recorded it, immersed in the chaos. This is where the order is, the words that I'm saying, I'm speaking to my audience. Oh man. Die pursuing freedom, now they are my guardians. Pinch, I was a conduit. Now counterfeit or fraudulent. Fools are making songs that are scribbles are tortured with. Walk around looking like Christmas tree ornaments. Because I'm an MC having fun. If you ain't hit the pad, you know I'm dropping a bomb. Hitting hardest, hey y'all. That's what happens when you have a song that you have not performed for many, many, many moons. So that second verse, it was like, I let off steam like porpoises through one of my orifices, and the words that I spit incite metamorphosis. Light in the abyss, is it tight? Yes, of course it is. Tighter than a tourniquet, and life is like a tournament. Born to be victorious, soldier, rebel, warrior. Recite it, now you learning it, I write it in its permanence. Secure the resources, recently recorded it, immersed in the chaos. This is where the order is, the words that I'm saying, I'm speaking for my audience. These verses are seance, honor for the slaughter that died pursuing freedom. Now they are our guardians. Crenshaw was a conduit, now counterfeit or fraudulent. These fools are making songs that our spirits are tortured with. Walk around looking like Christmas tree ornaments. Hit them with some thoughtfulness, because the people wanted it. Something for the populace. With me, that's what you're going to get. Because I'm an MC having fun. When the pen hit the pad, you know I'm dropping a bomb. Hitting hard as heck. I make you ask, what was it? Boy, you should have known by now. MC does it. Yeah, that's off of the Thinking Out Loud LP. And as I said, I think I'm going to do this remix of Alibaba before I step into the PM evening hour with you guys. Shout out to Reggae Night over there, Beulah Land. Shout out to all the homies from Rose City. Even a shout out to Rash. Shout out to all the Unity. Shout out to all the anti-racist crew, Skinheads Against Racial Prejudice. And of course, the Portland United Baldies and the mighty, mighty Minneapolis Baldies. For those of you that don't know, this music is this ska, you know, this rock steady, this Jamaican reggae music is the original soundtrack for skinhead culture before it got co-opted by racists many years later. So we're gonna take a look at Alibaba. My man, shout out to Tony Mafia, who gave Micah Fletcher and I from Last of a Dying Breed a couple of remix reggae tracks. So let me see. This is unreleased. I haven't performed it in a minute. Hopefully I'm gonna nail it. Let's go.
hard as fuck, make your ass work.
Traveled the world. Traveled the world. I've been to places when it's dry, culture signifies an oasis. Dignify, find ourselves in spaces. African and native, Asian, Caucasus. Khakis and coca sacks, to boots and braces. Different shades of melanin, scarred and tattooed faces. Working class, seeking liberation. Dancing to this music, that is our creation. Yeah. We are the skinhead. We are the gangsters, we are the rooties, we are the basis. We're anti-fascist and anti-racist. If you attack us, we smash and break stuff. Bones and faces, it causes complication. People buried in the cemetery, incarceration. I'm revolutionary, plus I'm money-making. If that's a contradiction, worthy contemplation. We need that infrastructure, we deserve to have peace of mind. Healthcare, education, place to kick back and unwind. That's why I'm hustling, that's why I'm on the grind. Time is money, money making takes up time. More than a visitor, I can live it up. I can be wicked, but I am a gentleman. People on the inside and the perimeter. We don't really want the coroner to pick you up. You talking mess now, but it's all virtual. You need to sit down, these streets will murder you. You thinking lateral. We moving vertical, right now we're not compatible. You keep on learning though. Yeah. To my people all over the world, wherever you're at, thanks for tuning in to Culture Emotion. It's been a good time rocking with you. We're not going back and playing that. All right, I'm gonna give us something to go out with here, and we'll keep it moving. You got something queued up to take us to the next? Okay, so I'm gonna just do about 30 seconds of If They Ain't Ready, and thanks for tuning in, and we'll have a good week ahead, y'all. We're not gonna do that. So you can go ahead and play what's next. Thanks for tuning in to Culture Emotion, y'all. Peace.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Radioland. I am Eldridge Cleaver, the former Minister of Information of the Black Panther Party. You are listening to KBOO Portland. This is listener-sponsored, non-commercial community radio. I want you to listen to and support KBOO because Portland needs it, you need it, and the world needs it. Ubalagani, boing boing.
Dr. Zom's Stereo Obscura. Offbeat sounds for talented listeners. Broadcasts every other Wednesday at 10 p.m.
De nuevo, esta música.